Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, laughs to the soul, man. Let's get it.
When the push begins to rip, you
Vincent. And Lloyd Banks. And Young Buck. And Joe.
Baby, I wanna rock and roll with you. Tear the club up and still hit them blocks and them shows with you. Can you picture me and you? None of your friends, no crew. We can do whatever you want to do. I take your mind off whatever you're going through. And sit back and relax to the sound of the sax. I'm hood, but that don't mean I ride around with the rats. I work to make you lose a couple pounds in the sack.
Look at what we got right here. Such a work of art. Someone out in my heart. Do anything, it's what I'll do. Just so that she would be mine. I'll give her all my time. Every part of me, my mind.
Chime in. Let's get it, yo. Let's get it. Let's go. 6 minutes.
The more you want it.
Yeah. Y'all hear it, y'all. Six Man Radio. It's your boy Bad Sig, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage. This is a special edition of Six Man Radio, man. It most definitely is. This is the Monday Night Mixtape, man. Grown and Sexy R&B for the Grown and Sexy R&B people. out there that like hearing that grown sexy R&B stuff, man. You know, we had a special release today. I believe it dropped today or tomorrow. I believe it's that new Rihanna album. You know, shout to her. Called Unapologetic. I felt like tonight would be a perfect opportunity to pretty much school everybody to what real R&B is, man. Because, you know, I think we're having problems. I think we have artists that are actually pop artists that are winning Grammys for best R&B album, best R&B record, when they're really pop artists. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm thinking is R&B, is black music on a whole pop music now? Is hip hop pop? Is R&B pop? Like, I mean, do we have anything that's core anymore? You know, we opening up phone lines, y'all. 646-478-3599. Y'all make sure y'all call up and chime in. We'll take the call a little bit later. We only on for 6 minutes tonight. You know, I figured I'd get in, get out. You know, it's good R&B music, you know? This joint playing in the background right now. This is my nigga Raheem DeBond. You know what I'm saying? He was on the show before. Y'all might know. If y'all don't know, you can check out the archives. You can listen to Raheem DeBond. He was on the show on Six Man Radio, which airs every Saturday, 7:30 to 9:30. Shout out to my co-host, Nate Dean Michelle. She conducted the interview with him. You know, very good brother. You know, so in the meantime, we're going to let's get back into some more music, man. Let's keep it moving. I'm going to show y'all what R&B is, y'all. You know what? Where I want to take it, my God. Let me see if I can find something special for y'all. Six Man Radio. How about Fiona, Melanie Fiona, Fool for You.
Tell the world that I love you. Oh, the people probably sleep. done for my part. Contemplated compromising. Been doing that all my life and never one to satisfy me. Should have been right there, right beside me, making me happy, baby. Now look what you've made me. Waited forever. Oh. And last time I never got over. Said to make it better. And I believed you, baby. Now you made me
better.
I love you.
too dry out there, man. It's too dry, y'all. Swear to God, if I put Trey Songz on right now, he's spinning around with his shirt off, all y'all panties be wet, huh? 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 Well, let me take y'all back to when it was a little more creative, y'all. Just, it ain't even that far back, y'all. When our performers were singing about getting in them draws, though, but they wasn't being as graphic. But they were still breaking it down, though. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to present to y'all Tony, it never rains, but the panties still wet, though. Let's get it. We opening the phones line up in a minute, yo. My nigga said, and then we may be cold on the East Coast, on the other side of town, it never rains. Six Man Radio, let's get it. We opening the phone lines in a minute, y'all. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop, and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. This is a special edition of R&B, the grown and sexy R&B. You know what I'm saying? Usually we rock on Saturday, but we're coming in on Monday evening. Give y'all something real sexy to listen to, you know. We're going to open the phone lines up, though. You know, Six Man Radio, what we got on the line?
Hey, yo, it's Devin Chris for Dayton, Ohio. What's going down?
What's good, brother? What's good? All right, let's check it. Well, what we doing tonight, our discussion is R&B. Well, mostly soul music on a whole. Think that black music has become pop. Like, what happened to the soul? What happened? I mean, I'm going to give you a little backstory. Rihanna dropped her album today.
Right.
Which is fine. It's great. You know what I'm saying? She's a pop artist, though. I'm going to have a problem if by February, when it's Grammy time, she's nominated and win for Best R&B Artist, when somewhere there's a young girl that really sings soul music and really should get that shot. Yo. What do you think about this? What's your take on that?
Man, I'll tell you, boy. I mean, being an R&B singer myself, man, it's last of a dying breed, man. I mean, a lot of people, it's almost just about the money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's, these cats, man, they like you said, no soul. And it's all almost based on a trend. That's
right.
What pop is. It's based off a trend, man. It's not coming from the heart. It's not authentic, man. It's, you're being something that you're not. It's almost like assembly line, how they putting these cats out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They
cookie
doing
cutter.
The same thing.
Yeah. Cookie cutters, pretty much. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about, you know, you don't have to recreate the wheel. Just make
right.
it turn your own way. Not make it turn just like everybody else making it turn, man. I don't understand, man. It's just it baffles.
Right. Well, what do you think about the pop artists, though? I mean, dude, we're not knocking pop.
Oh,
music.
No.
You know, we're not knocking pop music, but just as soul artists and artists that, and just people who've grown up listening to soul music. You know, it just seems like a lost art. Like, we have to look in archives and underneath, you know, fossils in order to find the type of music that we want. It's always the same five usual suspects on the radio, if you notice.
Yeah, it is, man. I mean, it's almost like, I would think that maybe most of these artists started off with soul, but it just wasn't making them no money, man. So they had to make that crossover. And I remember when there was a time when back in the day, a lot of the artists that you see that's doing pop, they kind of wanted to transcend into the soul music because that was what was popping.
Right.
So. Yeah, man. I like you said, I'm not trying to knock them. I'm not
right,
trying to knock
right.
what they do because, you know, we need that. We need that, but we also need some true soul music, and it needs a. I think it needs more of a place than it does. It's just kind of like pushed under the rug, so
right.
to say.
Because my problem is, I just feel like, yo, if they take all of our music, we won't have anything. Shots fired. You know what I'm saying? We have to keep our music grassroots and grass level. But come on, people. Yo, you know what, Fifth State? Stay on the line. Don't move. I'm going to bring somebody else on the line. We're going to see what we got here that Nick can chime in on the situation, too. Six Man Radio, who we got on the line?
Hello.
Hello, Six Man Radio. Who we got on the line?
Hi. This is Jasmine from Myrtle Beach.
Okay, yeah, we got Princess Jazzy on the line from She Got Tell All Radio. It airs on Wednesday nights here on Six Man Radio. Y'all make sure y'all check her out. You know what I'm saying? Jazz, what you think? What you think about the game? Like how R&B and soul music is going today? Like, what do you think?
I don't know. I just feel like all music right now is just like everybody has a gimmick.
Right.
So anything that they can use to sell records, they'll do it.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
They want money.
Yeah. Fam, do you agree with her? You agree, right?
Almost definitely. Most definitely do agree. I mean, it's just too much of the same.
Exactly.
Nothing that really distinguishes itself, you know? Everybody's doing pretty much the same thing in a sense.
Well, you know what? Essentially, you have to pretty much blame the consumer. You know, we got to really look at the root of it, because the labels are only going to allow stuff to go through the pipeline that they feel is going to sell. So I feel like if the people stand up and say, yo, whoa, we're tired of this bullshit, we're not going to listen to it no more, we don't want it, we're not going to buy it, we're not going to buy your ringtone, we're not going to download your stupid ass mixtapes, we're not going to do this shit, we need the good shit, they will be forced, they will have no choice but to make sure it's more quality, and to make sure that everything goes into its proper place, you know, into its proper genre, you know. It starts with us, you know.
Yeah, well, if we wait on us, that shit ain't never gonna happen.
But whoa, Grasshopper. Whoa, Grasshopper. We can do it. We gotta make enough noise. We gotta make noise. We can't sit back and just let this shit happen. You know what I'm saying? We gotta tell whoever to listen. Right? Yeah, you right.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, Jazz. Stop sounding like that.
What?
You're sounding Yeah, you're sounding
like
all negative, man.
Civil rights, boy. If that person don't say the same thing, we never would have got nowhere with it.
Word up. She over there sounding all negative, Nancy.
I'm not being negative. I'm just like, I'm thinking realistically. Like, people don't care anymore.
But whoa. Is that really realistic? Because before the wheel was invented, it wasn't realistic that a wheel could be round and move a vehicle from here to there, though.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the truth.
It's all about your perspective and your drive and your will to make it happen. Like I said, it all starts with us, and we all have to be a movement, and we can't get lax about it. We have to go hard and tell whoever will listen, y'all. And
but
even
you know
if they
what?
Don't want
to
listen.
That's the thing, because, okay, let's do that Trayvon Martin thing. Everybody was like, going ham because of the situation. After a while, he just kind of died down. Like, nobody's talking about it now.
I mean,
so
I'm saying.
Like, okay, it'll probably be, like, hype, real hype in the beginning. And then everybody will be like, ah, well, fuck it.
But I'm saying, I mean, Jazz, at the end of the day, what do you want them to do? Give them a holiday? You're not Martin Luther King.
I'm
you know what I'm saying?
Saying?
I feel you though. I feel you though. But I mean, people. What Cam said? People die every day, B. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, though, you know what I'm saying? It happened. It was fucked up. It happened. They did the trial. People was wilding out. People, but we can't wild out forever.
That's true. But what I'm
you
saying
I'm
is
saying?
that would be the same. I just feel like that would be the same if we were to be okay. We're gonna bring real R&B back.
Yeah, I dig it.
Right,
dig
you
it.
Know what I mean? People gonna be like,
oh,
and then they gonna be like,
all right,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I dig it. Wait, hold on, Jazz. Don't move. Let me see who else on the line here. See who we got here. Six Man Radio, who we got on the line here?
What's up, Six Man Rapers? Eargasm, man. Checking out the station, man.
Yeah, man. What's good, brother?
What's going on, man? I just left Mecca, man, on my way back to Jersey. It was crazy out there, man. It's crazy. I'm walking to 125 and the cops ran up on me, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
wow.
You know? Yeah, man. Yeah. So,
Sound like my city.
So what I had to do is I had to throw my basic rights on them. I told them I'm not being detained or am I free to go. And, you know, they tried to stick their hands in my pockets. And I told them, like, I'm not being resisting arrest, but you are not allowed to touch. I do not give you consent to touch inside my pockets. I told that on them, man. Them brothers just let me go, man. Word up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go.
Word up.
All
right,
you know,
so brother, what we doing here, we having a conversation about R&B music and soul, period. Like, yo, is soul being replaced by pop? What happened to the soul? Can it come back? Is there a possibility of it coming back?
I believe so. But see, I think the problem starts with, it's like, okay, we have all these artists nowadays who, like, you know, you have your Ushers, you got your you know, all your Chris Browns and the people who kind of might make up the music as far as R&B goes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is they're following the lead of how the record company wants them how to put out records now. So just like before, maybe like 2 years ago with that trap music, you know what I'm saying? I do music and I was sending off music to labels and I have samples on there. They wasn't even trying to hear that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like nowadays, they're letting the music, they're letting these music executives dictate on what they should do with their music. So if they come out with a pure R&B, they're going to sit those guys with the ties on, they're going to sit up in there and be like, hey, guess what? This is not what we want. We want to do a pop, a dance track. You know what I'm saying? And like these guys are so, you know, right now, they could do what they want. I mean, hey, for God's sake, Jay-Z did the Punjabi MC joint, which, I mean, I love Jay-Z, but the joint was kind of whack, you know what I'm saying?
That
Punjabi MC. But see, he can do that, you know what I'm saying, because he established his following. And they could do the same thing, man. I think they just following suit, man, or all these other things. Oh, you got your Rihanna's, your Chris Brown's, and they're all doing this dance music. And it's bringing me back to the days when I remember when Craig G came out with a hip house album, man. That's how it's blowing my mind right now. Yeah. I remember that, man. That was 1980.
So basically you're saying that artists are in a state of panic right now. They feel like in order to keep their lights on, they have to do music that's not even necessarily them. Is this what you're saying?
Right, that's what I'm saying, because I think what they're scared of is because the internet is so many, people downloaded so much music right now that they're becoming scared that they're going to lose their follower. But you know what? It's a fact that states in the census that Best Buy and these companies still outsell more copies of albums than they do on the internet to be downloaded. So I don't buy that, man.
Yeah, me neither. The reason why I don't buy it is because at the end of the day, I mean, artists like Rihanna started pop. Rihanna never, bring me one R&B record Rihanna made.
You know what? I mean, you know what? I'm thinking right now, and I can't really say, but, you know, Rihanna started it, man. She started it.
But you know why? You know why you can't? Because she's not an R&B artist. My problem with her is that she will win the best R&B artist award at the Grammys.
I agree.
She will. She'll be nominated and she'll probably win. Because who else dropped? Let's do the climate. Who else dropped?
Yeah.
If B came out, B will win too. And B is not an R&B artist. I'm sick of people putting these people.
She's never been R&B.
Never. When she was with Destiny Child, she maybe was.
A little something.
But keep it real. Jill Scott is an R&B artist.
If people
cannot tell the difference between Jill Scott and Rihanna, then you might as well just bang yourself now. Just do it. Jump off the nearest building, man, because you're cornering the world, man. You're taking up oxygen, baby.
Right, man, right. I believe it's fast food music, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is what they do, man. Instead of giving you some good soul food or food for thought, some soul food for thought, music for thought, they give you this fast food music. So it'll satisfy your appetite for a little while, but it's not going to fill you up, and you're going to want more eventually.
Yeah, I agree.
You know
I agree.
Mean?
Well, you know what? I want to thank y'all for tuning in and thank y'all for chiming in on this situation. The hour's up. You know what I'm saying? We got 15 more minutes. I'm gonna jump into some more music, and you know what? We'll probably come back in about a week and have a part two of this because we need to have a part two of this. And I'm gonna extend it. We're gonna do it for 2 hours next time.
I saw you on Twitter blowing it up, and I was like, I gotta get across the bridge so I can chime in on it. So I'm glad that I caught you guys, man. Word up, man.
Yeah, man, you already know. I want to thank you. I want to thank Jazz. I want to thank D for calling up. Yo, man, it was a beautiful thing. Let's get up out of here. You know how we're going to get up out of here? We're going to get up out of here with Jill Scott. Wondering why you don't talk to me. What a woman, yo.
Right. Six Man Radio, man. We never say hold you down. We say stay up, brother. So stay up, Bad Seed, man. I just think I've been checking out, man.
You already know, brother. I appreciate
no
it,
doubt.
Man. Word
no
up.
Doubt. Be safe now.
Yeah, man. Six
Peace
Man
out,
Radio.
God.
Yep. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that groaning sex, that R&B that you love, nigga. We getting into Jill Scott, wondering why you don't talk to me. Yo, tune in this Saturday when we get back into the hip-hop, man, 7:30 to 9:30. You're going to want to check that out. Me and my co-host, Nadine Michelle. Also, she doing on Bodega Fresh Sunday. You're going to want to check her out, man. Yo, that's my nigga, though. All right, let's get into this Jill Scott, yo. Six Man Radio, love y'all. Peace.
Yeah, RT, if you would concede to this. Yeah, radio, let's get it, y'all. Gap Band, yearning for your love.
you trip out where I be. You don't ever come to see me. You say that you're too busy. What the hell, I don't have time. Why you messing with my mind? I can find another guy. Someone who will treat me right. I don't need this bullshit. I won't put up
Yo, y'all get up out of here with y'all stink asses. Peace. Yeah.